The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
One of our values is we bring everybody home off the battlefield the best we can. It doesn't matter how they ended up in a prisoner of war situation.
It doesn't matter?
It does not matter. We bring our people home.
Hillary Clinton, who I think hopes to be the next president of the United States, weighs in on Bo Bergdahl. Doesn't matter what happens, we bring our people home. And that's where we start this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. What do you think? Is Hillary Clinton correct? Do we bring our people home no matter what? In light of the fact that Bergdahl now is telling people in Germany that he was tortured, he tried to escape, he escaped once and was pulled back in. Does that change your opinion if you think this was the wrong way to go and the wrong swap for the White House to make last weekend? Five Taliban militants for one army would-be deserter. Is that still what we do, as Hillary Clinton said? We bring people home no matter what they've done. She didn't say, and then we deal with it, but that's what will happen ultimately to Bo Bergdahl, who, by the way, doesn't want to be called Army Sergeant, wants to be Private First Class, has asked that he does not get that promotion he was given in absentia when he was being held by the Taliban. A big showdown on the Hill over this on Wednesday. The House Armed Services Committee will quiz, grill, and otherwise shake him upside down, the Secretary of Defense, to find out what Chuck Hagel can shed light on with the Bergdahl deal or not, and maybe some others as well. Secretary of State John Kerry, who took over for Hillary Clinton in that spot, says, I think it's just a lot of baloney. Saying the U.S. is going to be ending its combat role in Afghanistan and we'll have fewer people in positions of risk. So when people are saying that we are putting Americans and other soldiers at risk by doing the deal we did, it's not true. Some of Bergdahl's fellow soldiers, by the way, maintained that Americans died during the effort to find and save him. And what is now being really discussed is what a roll of the dice it is when it comes to any high-level Taliban types. Will they resume any of those activities with the Taliban and threaten soldiers in Afghanistan, which is what baloney, which is the cry that John Kerry is saying over that. Also, Senator John McCain, remember, he was a prisoner of war for 5 years, too, in Vietnam. He agreed with Kerry that the U.S. should do all it can to win the release of any American being held, but not at the expense of the lives or well-being of fellow servicemen and women. But that's where it gets risky. He said over the weekend, when we join the military, we know the risks we take. And among those risks are being wounded, death, and imprisonment. This is from a former prisoner of war. Bergdahl's parents, in the meantime, supposedly are being harassed and threatened, including death threats. Haley, Idaho, the town where they're from, they were going to throw a big old welcome home celebration maybe next month because it might take that long for him to come home. But they called it off because of security concerns. A lot of death threats coming to the city as well over Bergdahl. So what do you think? Is this a government that's launching into some kind of damage control? Well, I think the White House is. Susan Rice blows it again with Sunday comments last week because she had to throw in the word hero. It'd be one thing if she said, listen, he joined the military, he's in the military, we don't, almost like Hillary Clinton, we don't leave someone behind, but she went on to glorify him a little bit too much for people who lost sons in the platoon that he was in. And once those stories started to come out, it just made it that much worse. And the post thing, was he guarding? Where was he? Was he on guard duty? What does that mean? There still are a lot of facts, we know that have to come out of this. And they will. I find it hard to believe six people connected in the same platoon are killed and that the people around them are making up stories as that they were out there looking for him. I don't believe that you can pull off that much of a ruse. They died with honor. Absolutely. Because they were fulfilling their military obligation and they're trying to go after a fellow comrade. That goes to the you never leave a man behind. Absolutely. Many of you listening to me have served. I know many people who have served. And always on their mind are their comrades. Their boys, their posse. Day in and day out, some of the horrific things they're dealing with. Brothers in arms. And they don't want to see that happen. And they don't want to leave someone behind. Here's the deal. There are also a few questions about whether he even helped the Taliban. Of course, if he helped the Taliban, then it would be a life sentence. Who knows, even a death sentence if you could prove he was a Taliban sympathizer. But I think the suggestion that he was, I don't know that that's true at all. I don't find it hard to believe that he just said, forget it, and walked off, but that's a deserter. Then he gets picked up by the Taliban, and absolutely could be tortured by them. And they try to play mind games with him, and then he escapes, or they let him escape. And then they capture him again. I don't find that implausible. But that still doesn't answer the question of why make the deal, why the five, not even a one-on-one situation. How did the Taliban get that much out of us in exchange? Were we the Taliban suckers by making that deal? And those questions will still come up. The truth of the matter is that's not over with. Even if the White House apologizes, geez, we wish we could have notified you, but we couldn't, and here's the reason why. In fact, there are going to be people gathering at the White House to hear that, to look at that video, to see the evidence of, look at this video, this is what we're doing. Because we saw Bergdahl this way, we knew we had to make a move, and we couldn't wait the 30 days, and we couldn't include you on the Hill because you wouldn't have made the right decision, so we decided to do it anyway and take the heat. So, who was right? I think a lot of people are furious with the president, no doubt. I think a lot of people are furious with the situation with Bergdahl. The Bergdahl, what happened to him, when he left, where did he leave, all that stuff, that'll all come out. Not overnight. Not overnight, but it'll all come out. If you want to throw in your two cents throughout this hour, you certainly can. 855-266-5283. But coming up on the flip side, mosquitoes are also a problem we suffer in the summertime, right? They're not political. They're equal opportunity biters. How do you get rid of them? Greg Stebbin, one of the editors of Men's Health Magazine, one of our weekly re-racks, he's talking to us next on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
I know the sun is hot, mosquitoes come.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Always fun to have my pal Greg Stebbin on, one of the editors of Men's Health Magazine. And, oh, we are talking about something that is near and dear to my heart, mosquitoes and the problems with mosquitoes. I have this in my backyard all the time. I have tried everything. I have one friend that comes over, and the second she sits down, doesn't matter what time of day, once it hits summer, she swears she gets immediately 5 to 10 mosquito bites, and they start to show up, so she really does, and we've tried everything. So maybe Greg can help us. We're going to talk about mosquitoes. Hi,
well,
Greg.
My wife actually says that she doesn't need to use mosquito repellent anymore because she just has to take me outside. They all go after me and leave her alone. I'm like your friend. I mean, it's just 5 or 10. I love the day where I only get 5 or 10 bites. I mean, I could spend an hour outside and have 30 or 40 or 50 on my legs.
Oh, wow. So do you believe in that thing that it's something about your blood?
Oh, I'm sure it has something to do with blood or temperature or some or body, you know, your body's giving. There's something that some people give off, and I've read research about this. There's something that some people's bodies give off and others don't, and that's why some of us attract them and they don't. I'm very hot-blooded, so that wouldn't surprise me.
So you have in the magazine, it's like on page 82, banish the bloodsuckers, and you got great tips on what to do. What's one of the really easy things that anybody can do that I think people forget about when it comes to water?
Do you ever go out in your backyard and have a beer?
Yep.
Do you ever maybe leave the beer bottle or maybe just the cap to the bottle outside?
Yep.
That beer bottle cap or that bottle cap, if flipped over, can get enough water in it to allow mosquitoes to breed in it.
So that's not good. So you got to get rid of that.
So any standing water in your yard is bad, but I really bring that up because it's just such a perfect example of the kind of thing you would think that didn't matter. You'd think, oh, it has to be so much standing water or it has to be a certain size or a certain, no. As little as a bottle cap of water can breed mosquitoes. You want to go through your yard and look for anything, anything that's going to hold water, and you want to get it out of there because you are just essentially inviting them in to breed and bite.
What about, like, if you have a fountain or something? That's okay because the water's moving?
That water's moving. That water's moving. It's standing water that's an issue. Now, if you have a fountain and you're not turning it on, could be a real issue. So if you're going to have a fountain, make sure it's running.
Yeah, no kidding. And now the other thing is, too, so really watch that whole thing, obviously, with the caps and look for water anywhere, and you'd be surprised where it can gather. What else can you do to get rid of them? People talk about citronella all the time. Does it really work? It hasn't worked for me.
It does work, but there's limitations to it. It's the problem with citronella is it works, but it has a very limited range, maybe about 5 feet. So that's fine if you're all hanging around the table and you've got some candles burning because it's going to cover all of you. Then you can do things like you can get the torches, scented torches, and they'll throw off more of the smoke and scent that'll keep mosquitoes away. But one of the products we looked at that we really loved is called a Thermacell outdoor lantern. And this thing, it's actually an odor-free bug blocker, but it works very, very well. And if you have bug problems or you're susceptible as I am, this is a great product to take a look at. It's called Thermacell, and you can find out more about it at thermacell.com.
What does it do? It releases something different. It's odor-free, right?
It's odor-free, and it actually has a repellent in it that is a copy of something that naturally occurs in the chrysanthemum flower. Did I say that right?
Chrysanthemum
flower. There you go.
Chrysanthemum. Mm-hmm.
And so whatever there is in the chrysanthemum, it repels bugs and mosquitoes. And they've been able to duplicate this in their product. Again, it's called a Thermacell. And so it doesn't hurt us. It doesn't hurt pets. But bugs, not just mosquitoes, but black flies and no-see-ums, they all hate it. So this is really a great way to go.
All right, I'm writing that down. So we're speaking with Greg Stebbins from Men's Health Magazine. The other thing is, and I've had people argue about this, about mosquitoes and flying, and, you know, are they really weak flyers? I guess there's a way to blow them away.
Yeah, you'll actually see this in restaurants now where if they have an outdoor seating, they'll have a fan blowing down. And that's because, as you said, mosquitoes, they're not great flyers. They can fly, but they're not real strong. So if you have a good fan blowing towards you or even overhead blowing down, that will actually keep the mosquitoes away. And here's one I love. I didn't know this until I saw this article. But when there's a fly or a mosquito goes by, a mosquito in particular, you can actually wait until it lands, then open your hand slowly and get ready to clap. And as you clap, the bug will sense there's an air disturbance and fly right up between your palms and bang. You now got a dead bug and you're feeling better about it. Our only recommendation is before you reach back into the chips, please go wash your hands.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, I really don't know anyone, Greg. I was thinking about this, and I've lived all over the country, and you've lived in different parts of the country, too, that there's no mosquitoes. I've lived in the South. I've lived in the East. I've lived in the West. I've lived in the Midwest. There's always somewhere mosquitoes.
Yeah, well, I've lived in parts of California where you don't have bugs at all.
Ooh.
I've lived in parts of the Carolinas where it's so awful that if you don't douse yourself with DEET, you're just not going outside.
So it's really bad in South Carolina.
I used to live near Charleston, and that they call it the Low Country.
Uh huh.
You know, real estate people call it the marsh. Oh, they have a house on the marsh. But let's be honest about this. It's a swamp. So there's large parts of this part of the country that are, frankly, pretty swampy. And then you just have tons and tons of rain, tropical storms in the afternoon, and all of those, and hot, humid weather, and all those things add up to a perfect place for mosquitoes to be. So if you're in a place where there's mosquitoes and you're susceptible, you have to start. The truth is, try anything. Try anything once, and you may find something that works for you that doesn't work for everyone else, but the things we just have talked about will mostly at least keep them away from your house in general, and that's a really smart, great place to start.
Yeah, anything you can do. You know, I had a friend that lived next to somebody that let their pool get all algae in it, and they didn't do anything, clean it, and it you know, bred over to them. So it that's what happened. That's what they did.
Yeah,
they
in fact, you if your neighbors are not doing their job, you either it's in your best interest to go nudge them or do it for them because you're going to suffer. In fact, another one of the tips in this article that I never thought about is if you have a recycle bin and it doesn't have a something that flaps over to cover it, well, now you're putting your cans and your bottles in there, and then it rains, and it's just holding water. So, first of all, it's best to have a recycle bin with a cover, like your trash can, so the lid flips over. If you don't, it's smart to put it somewhere where it can't get wet from the rain. But ultimately, one of the things we recommend is take that recycle bin and drill a bunch of holes in the bottle so at least the water can drain out. That's the name of the game here. Get rid of the water any way you can. And just always, when you're walking through the yard, always be looking for where could there be standing water and eliminate that as a source of breeding for mosquitoes.
All right. That's perfect advice there. Greg Stebbins, pick it up, Men's Health Magazine, all those tips and so much more. Thanks, Greg.
It's great to be here.
So if you have that problem with mosquitoes like Greg and I were just talking about, pay attention especially to the thing he was saying about the caps. I know and so many of you have called in. And listen, if you have any great mosquito remedies, please send them to me at americatonight.net because it is just the bane of my existence. And other than paying like $10,000 to have a spray thing installed all over your yard, it always falls short for me for some reason. People have great advice. I think some of the things that he said would be great to try. Even flower pots, I noticed after the rain I had that happen, or had a bird bath area that it was filled and immediately I dumped it out. So he's right about the whole standing water thing. And as you know, our satellite facility is in Texas. So in Texas, they get a lot of mosquitoes, just like at the mothership in mosquito land with the, you know, the land of a thousand lakes, of course, Minnesota. So we're always grappling with this problem of what to do. Somebody else told me, I'll throw this in before we skedaddle. Somebody else told me a good thing to do is get those clip-on deals and put them around you. So if you're sitting at a table, I mean, to put it on you and it has a fan, that makes sense. The fan blows, so it would blow the mosquitoes away. If there's a whole bunch of them, you can put them on the table and it acts like that citronella and should chase them away. But I see why Off has the thing that clips on, and it makes sense because of what Greg said with the fan, it would blow them out. And I'm sure some of you probably have some great suggestions as well, because we're back into that mosquito time, and I know that I already am wrestling with it, and I know it's just going to get worse. Send them, please, americatonight.net. We'll be back with more. Hang with us.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at alkavision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. That's alkavision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new alkavision.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. A lot of conversation this week will center around Bo Bergdahl once again, especially on the Hill. More details will start to trickle out from the defense, the Department of Defense, and then the White House will probably also chime in, although they already punted, apologized, talked about the 30 days. That's still not over with, that's for sure. Don is listening to us in Illinois. Hey, Don.
Hey, how's it going?
Thanks for hanging through. What's on your mind?
Well, let's see. One of my earliest recollections about seeing this topic was, back in Ronald Reagan's time. You've seen the footage where he said, we do not deal with terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
So, is it pretty much his policies that have dictated what we do? Because, when it was in the 60s, Gary Francis Powers, the U-2 pilot. He was tried in the Soviet Union,
mm-hmm.
but later on we traded some people who were KGB spies and such for him.
Right.
So what's your...
Well, we have made trades. That's what I've said before. We have made trades in the past, but the... overall feeling is we don't do those kind of deals because the problem is if we constantly were willing to negotiate with terrorists, Don, what would that create? That would create the incentive for more things like that to happen because then you're going to be able to get what you want if you're a terrorist out of the Americans. if you're able to have ransom and hold people hostage. We know there have been clandestine deals. We know that there have been people who have done deals on the side trying to make things happen. So, yeah, we're not naive that there haven't been any deals, but the overall policy is supposed to be, no, we're not doing this.
Okay. What happened in the Iran?
Iran-Contra?
I heard that North did make some secret deals which got our hostages back from captivity then. Or what do we know about that?
Well, same thing. We know that we have had deals in the past that have happened, so we can't say it's never happened, that we haven't made deals for people who were kidnapped or to get people back, but the overall policy is supposed to be, because remember that Iran-Contra, that was, you know, a secret arrangement. Funds were provided basically that ultimately then in that case forced the Reagan administration to disclose the arms deals, you know, the arm deal they had made. But the same thing, the policy for people is supposed to be, no, we don't do it. So let me get to this, the crux of it. Do you think the Bergdahl thing was right then? You think, hey, listen, we had to get them back, so if we had to deal up five from Gitmo, it's okay?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, what some people might say is, whether or not he was a good or bad soldier, would that have really, why should that change the circumstances? I mean, would it have, I mean, what's the worst punishment this guy could get for, let's say he really did deserve, what's the worst punishment he would get so that if he comes back, you know, and...
Well, they used to shoot deserters. We don't do that now, but, I mean, the last time we shot a deserter was in the 40s.
Yeah, on Yahoo.com news.
Yeah. But they certainly could prosecute him. Here's the deal. If Bergdahl was kidnapped, if he was kidnapped from his spot, if he was held hostage where they threw a hood on him and he was at his post and they dragged him away, people would be furious. They'd be up in arms over this whole thing. But the fact is he walked away from his post. What was in his mind or how that happened or the details, we don't know yet at this point. And the other part of that is, Don, I think that rightfully infuriates or incentivizes people to go nuts over this is the fact that, hey, the guys that were in his platoon were supposedly on missions looking for him and six of them were killed.
Yeah, but
you know what? Then you can also, and you can certainly flip that around too. And I know, because I've had people say, well, that's part of our credo. We go after our man, even if our man has jammed us up, because you never leave someone behind. So, you know, you look at this from two different angles, and you just have to decide, well, what do you think is the, if you had to be the person to make this decision, which is the right way to go here? I think it would have been better. I'll tell you what, I think there's no question, and I'd want to know more specifics from the White House. I think it would have been better to involve Congress. Then you can't have that blowback from Congress. Look, here's 30 days. You got your 30 days. Boom, we're doing it. But the White House is saying we didn't have 30 days. So that has to be flushed out a little bit more. That's another big part of this story, because the people who represent us in a democracy would have a vote in that then. And that, I think that does make a huge difference, especially when you're talking about releasing some of the people connected to 9/11 from Gitmo, which is also like the third rail and very controversial. Thanks for the call, Don. No doubt about it. But the problem also becomes we don't know a lot of the details of the Bergdahl situation. I mean, I can't sit here on this microphone and tell you 100% he is, you know, he walked off that post because he could give a crap about his platoon. He was nuts out of his head because he saw people blown up and he had enough. And he would have been one of those guys that came back and committed suicide because he couldn't deal with it. I mean, I don't know what was in his head. And that's why this process of reintegration really is important, because they're digging that out. What was the reasons why? What happened? He was not kidnapped. We know that. I mean, no one threw a bag on his head and dragged him off. If that were the case, then this conversation wouldn't happen. We wouldn't have this kind of conversation. And if you threw up the 30 days in front of Congress, they would vote for it. I mean, if one of our guys is brutally captured, which we've had that happen before, then absolutely it's going to be do whatever we can, get them out. But there's other areas that are murky in this Bergdahl thing. And other people that then were killed in pursuing getting him back. So there is no, I mean, there is no way this is anything other than polarizing in this country. That's why it's really important this week what's said both in the White House and what's said on the Hill with the House Armed Services Committee, because what was the deal that they insist had to be made, because if they didn't make it, he was a goner. And that's what they're saying. If they didn't make the deal, he's dead. And we've left a soldier to die, regardless of all the scenarios that surround it. We don't know that. We don't know all the specifics of it. What would we be? We wouldn't be Americans if we just let that happen. But the details of what happened to him and walking off the position, walking off the post, I think all of that plays into this. All of it plays into it. If I'm serving and we're serving the platoon together and my job is to guard the platoon, if I'm one of the guards and I walk off, I expose you, I expose myself, then I'm out, what, in Afghanistan walking across the desert, I'm complete prey for someone to get me, they get me, and now I've created a mess with that. So I've exposed my people, I've exposed American soldiers, I'm an American soldier, I've put myself in that position, and now I've put the government in the position of, what, dealing for me, grappling with this decision. I want to know more of the decision process of the White House. I do. I mean, if I could be a fly on the wall and have known what was said there, that's what I would want to know. Because I think Susan Rice bungled it so badly that on that first day after it happened, there clearly we don't know any details on it. We don't. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, absolutely you can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. One of the things that Hagel said, and I'm sure he'll say this when he's testifying on Wednesday, is that we have to know the details, and we can't just assume we have to know the details before we do anything. And for the Secretary of Defense, that makes complete sense, because you can't do that in that position. You can't assume. This is a talk show. It's about opinions, and I welcome all your opinions. And you can make your own judgments or opinions, or have the freedom of speech to say what you think happened, what you think should happen, and what some of you feel was an abomination, or some of you feel is what you have to do. I mean, you've heard Hillary Clinton say we have to bring our soldier back no matter what, no matter what, no matter what. Chuck Hagel said you have to bring your soldier back no matter what, no matter what. John McCain said you have to bring your soldier back, but he threw out the other part of, but not at the price of the platoons paying the sacrifice of their lives for, you know, in a situation where this guy walked off the post. And that's a different story than somebody flat out kidnapped. And I think all of this, I know all of this will play out in the next couple of months, and we'll get all the details, and maybe some of the blanks that we don't know, we'll hear what that's about. Coming up in our next segment on America Tonight, it's all about the numbers, baby. So another edition of We Can Count, like who won the battle of the box office. A couple of big movies out right now. Some of you to get relief from all the nonsense and chaos that fulfills our lives. You chill and you go to the movies and escape for a while. So what did you go and see? We do our cheap movie reviews heading into the weekend, and we come out and tell you what happened at the box office. So hang with us.
Hi. Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Pounding the box office, the movie Fault in Our Stars was a major winner, $48 million at the box office. And the story, I'm not going to tell you the whole story because if you want to go see it, it'll ruin it for you. And besides which, a lot of teenagers are going to see, but also a lot of adults are seeing it. Shailene Woodley is one of the stars, and it's about two young cancer patients. But, you know, it's not force-fed. I went to see it, and it's not force, and I don't get to see a lot of movies, mostly streaming it. It's not force-fed like Love Story or here is the beautiful sick girl and I want to marry her, but this is what's happened. It just didn't seem too cheeseball-y. It actually was a pretty interesting story. So, $48 million at the box office. Mostly they say teenage girls. I know my nieces went to see it. Really went out to see this movie because they read the books, but like I said, there were some adults out to see it, too. There's some other big movies that are coming out later this summer, and there's the one sci-fi movie that was also out this week, Tom Cruise's Edge of Tomorrow, where you die, and if you don't, then you die again. If you're shot a certain way, you die again. I don't even know the whole story of it. But, and I don't want to give away the plot. Someone sent me the plot, but I don't want to give it away. So that movie came in second to the movie The Fault in Our Stars, which is interesting, isn't it? With no giant names in it, but it edged it out, and you know, who knows? The Fault is in Our Stars, they say, was produced for $12 million, and already it's made that money and then some, while Edge of Tomorrow was a big budget Tom Cruise extravaganza, cost nearly $180 million to produce. So they have a whole lot of making up to do, right? He's like $26 million. Yeah, $29 million probably after 3 days. So $29 million for that. And once it's overseas, and once he brings in some of that overseas box office money, usually that's when it starts to tick up, by the way. This is a sad story, but two cops were killed in a Las Vegas ambush. I hated reading the details of that. It's sad because they were gunned down by a man and a woman when they were eating lunch and just in a pizza restaurant. They were ambushed. They were targeted. You know, were they targeted? What was the deal there? The witnesses said the two people yelled, "This is a revolution," during the attack, but they don't really have that motive for the shooting. They don't know why that happened. The couple were later found dead. They shot and killed another person at a nearby Walmart. And it's terrible. One of the cops was 42. He had been with the Las Vegas Police Department since 2001. He had a wife and three kids. Another officer was 32, and he had a wife and a baby. That is just tragic. Of all the things that can happen when you're a police officer chasing suspects and gun shootouts and drug busts and everything else, I mean, here they are simply just having lunch. And they don't know the motive. They don't have the motive. They think it was some kind of a suicide pact. Because they went to the Walmart, they shot another person, and then they killed themselves. So they may have nothing. They might not have or come up with a motive for this unless they find some kind of narrative, video, whatever. Otherwise, they won't get it. We move from that terrible story to the oldest man in the world dying, 111 years old, a New Yorker. He was a guy who lived on the Upper West Side of the city of Manhattan, and he was certified as the oldest man in the world. 9:03 a.m., peacefully. He didn't have any problems. He just was old. And I remember seeing an interview with him, and he was still in that interview, still seemed like he really had his faculties. Dr. Alexander Imich, he would have, if you start to do the math, he was born in 1903, so more than a year before the New York City subway even opened. And check this out, the same year the Yankees played their first season in New York. I mean, now that's a guy, as he was getting older, that would have been interesting to hear some of his stories. Because can you imagine what he saw happen around him since he spent his whole life there? That's just crazy. Here's a feel-good story. Let's stick one of these feel-good stories in here, because this is a numbers story, too. You might have caught a glimpse of this perhaps over the weekend. There was a Michigan teenager who wanted to raise some kind of awareness about cerebral palsy, and he walked 40 miles with his younger brother strapped to his back in the heat, the rain, battled fatigue and everything else that you can imagine, and finished on Sunday. He finished it. 14-year-old Hunter Gandhi was planning for weeks to pull off the walk. He wanted to put a face on the muscular disorder that prevents his 7-year-old brother Braden from being able to walk without help. And it, you know, can that prepare you for what you would do if you've got a 50-pound boy on your back, your brother? And he did it. He, I mean, how cool is that? to see the pictures of this is just heartwarming. And he did it. He had lots of people around him, and he was able to make it happen. And they raised a bunch of money and did exactly what he said he wanted to do, raised awareness for a really debilitating disease, one that affected his family greatly. And he definitely had a light shine down very brightly on it, and good for him for doing that. California Chrome did not become a Triple Crown winning horse. Nope, a firm still holds that record from 1978. They said the horse was tired in the end, finished fourth. So the odds that 12 straight Kentucky Derby Preakness winners have lost in the Belmont are now astronomical. It's probably like 5,000 to 1 or something like that. So in modern times, it's just been that tough. You can add now California Chrome to that list. He just fell apart really at the eighth pole on Saturday in the running of that race in New York City. He was out of gas. You could absolutely see it. And Tonalist was the horse that ended up winning the race. And there was a little bit of controversy over it because the 61-year-old co-owner of Chrome, Steve Coburn, after the race talked about the fact that he said he ranted when he was on NBC saying that the people that skipped the earlier rounds of the Triple Crown, that they're cowards, and he argued that for a horse to remain eligible for the Triple Crown races, they have to be in every single race. They should be in every single race. But that he also just said he didn't have it today, and that was it. As his jockey, Victor Espinoza, said, today he was just a bit flat. It was a great ride. It didn't matter. Even a perfect trip wouldn't have been good enough for California Chrome to have beaten Tonalist, because he just didn't have the gas in him. Miss Nevada, Naya Sanchez, was crowned as the 63rd Miss USA. Significant factoid about her, she is a black belt. So how about that? And very popular, I guess, among the other contestants. Maybe that doesn't hurt, but I think it is ultimately about the judges. I don't know. It's still something that people watch. 24 years old, beat out 50 other contestants from all the states, the District of Columbia, on Sunday night for that title. The runner-up, if you're curious, for all our North Dakota fans, Miss North Dakota, Audra Mary. Sanchez, though, goes on to represent the U.S. at the Miss Universe competition later this year. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.